USA News Update. Alleged corruption by President Biden continues to be investigated by the House Oversight Committee. Chair James Comer issued 4 subpoenas and 4 interview requests yesterday. The move comes one day after the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed Hunter Biden, the president's brother James Biden, and several Biden family members. Comer on Fox News last night says bank records show roughly $30 million from foreign nationals went to the Bidens' offshore accounts without any form of earning the money.
Not a thing. Absolutely nothing. All we know is that the Bidens received millions and millions of dollars from foreign nationals and from oligarchs. We know a lot about why he got $3.5 million from Russia. We haven't talked about that yet. And we're learning every day more about the millions of dollars they took in from China.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.